mad, mad, mad world. Mad Radio, WMDX, 92.7 FM and 1580 AM. The capital city, Madison, Wisconsin, broadcasting live from there. Block away from the capital, overlooking a drying out State Street.
That's right. It's cloudy this morning. Good morning. It's the John and Gordy Show.
It is.
Yeah. Back together again.
Again.
And yeah. It, what's that?
It's again and again. We're here. What's the number show this time around? Does anybody keep track of this?
Episode number
300.
Take a guess. Let's take a guess.
Do you want me to duck out and look at the whiteboard where I have the count going?
365, right?
You know, we'll man the controls here. I think we do it for 20 or 30 seconds.
You think? Can we handle it without him handling this show?
It's tough. It's tough.
Right. He looked already.
Boy, he's God, a that's fast young man, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
181 today.
Wow. This is show number 181.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Wow. Okay. Wow. Okay. Who thought we would last that long?
Footnote that one.
It's cloudy out there this morning. We had some rain last night, but there were big storms.
Boy, you just roll it in.
Southern Wisconsin, you know, most southern Wisconsin and just really a lot of thunder and lightning and some tornadoes.
It was an interesting drive back from Sauk City.
Oh, yeah?
Where we celebrated my wife's birthday.
Oh, where'd you go?
Sauk City, and we went out to the brewery out there
Vintage.
On the river. Yep.
Yeah, that's quite a place, isn't it?
It is. Boy, I love that place.
That big deck right
oh,
on
my
the
God.
River. River's looking kind of high.
Well, we you know, the thing is, we went out there to have dinner, but we didn't sit outside because it was so miserably warm and humid.
Sure.
There's no way we're going to sit outside. Yet, we still looked out the window, and it was just a gorgeous sight.
And they got great food and good they selection do. Of beer.
My kid got a sandwich that, seriously, it was, I think, about 7 inches tall.
What kind of sandwich?
Oh,
you remember?
I think it was a chicken sandwich, into the breaded chicken.
Okay.
But it was, honestly, it was about 7 inches tall, two fillets of chicken on this thing.
Two
of them.
Wow.
And he could not, he had a hard time figuring out how to take a bite out of it. It was huge.
Yeah.
So he took most of it home, because now he can take a bun and take each side of that bun and put it on each side of the two chicken strips and create two sandwiches out of the thing.
There you go.
And that's and what a deal. And plus, it's really fried well. I mean, dark fried.
Oh. Yeah. Did both sons go with you?
Yeah.
The whole family?
Yeah, Cole was there.
You left the dog home alone?
We did.
Okay.
We put her away in the cage to take a nap. And usually it lasts about 2 hours, two and a half hours.
That's the way it works, huh?
Yeah, yeah. Do you ever do that? Do you ever put your dog there for a nap
cage? No, I've never kenneled any of the dogs that I've had.
They should have a time alone.
Yeah.
You should always kennel them, especially at night,
sleep. I know that's the way most people do that now.
Yeah.
But I've never done that. I always let my dog have the run of the place.
Well, they love being secure inside that kennel.
Yeah.
It's really strange, but they love sleeping in it.
It's their little home. Inside
it
the
is.
Home.
It is. And, and by the way, you close it, you lock the door on it so they can't get out.
Right.
Yeah.
So you don't really know if they like it or not. They're locked in.
Oh, no, no.
When
they run into the kennel, they run in.
Yeah.
Ours runs right in there at night.
Ready to go.
And
that's
we give her a little treat, and then she goes to sleep. And that's the way it is.
That's the way it goes. Hey, let's check the weather for today.
All right. Let's do that. Have we got the...
Don't we have a new thing we're going to do?
The
what?
One-armed bandit?
Still in the works.
Oh, the one-armed bandit's still in the works. Still in the repair shop, huh? We got it used from Ho-Chunk.
I haven't heard that before. I like that, the one-armed bandit.
You've never heard that?
No.
Because they used to have an arm on it.
Yeah,
a slot machine.
Yeah.
You pull. They still do that. They still have some of those in the casino. Just,
what do they have now?
You just push a button.
Oh, really?
Right.
That's no fun.
I've never been to a casino, so.
Really?
Is that surprising?
How
old are you?
23.
You've never been in a casino.
Your parents haven't taken you to a casino?
No.
So the only reason I went is my parents invited me to go with them.
I don't think kids are allowed in casinos anymore.
anymore. I didn't realize that they were.
Well,
at one
back
time.
In the old days, maybe they could. And you know, they have those slot machines everywhere in bars and stuff now.
They
sure.
do.
Yeah. I've seen those. Yeah.
So you can lose your money no matter where you're going. And the way they do it is it's push button and it goes faster. So you can really lose a lot of money really fast. And then they got you and you're done.
You know, the arm seems like the fun part.
It, you know, it was. You know, I remember going to Vegas back in, you know, this had to be late 70s, early 80s sometimes. And they were all still one-arm bandits. And you got a big bucket of coins and you put them in.
Yeah.
Everything was, you know, it was everything took a little longer and it was kind of more fun. Because when you won, the coins would start spilling out, the tokens.
Yep.
It was kind of cool. All right. Well, how about the, since we're talking about gambling, do we have the weather roulette wheel ready to go?
Well, I guess we're going to have to gamble on that.
Oh, I see what you did there. Yeah. High temperature today will be 81 degrees. It was right on the edge there for a second. I wasn't sure.
Wow.
81 degrees for a high today.
That was a pronounced temperature right there, wasn't it?
Was it?
I mean,
it, what do you mean?
That sound, is that the same sound over and over? That sounded a little more accentuated.
No, that's
the same.
Of course,
one.
We have an actual wheel here, John. What are you talking about?
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's
go with the theater and the mind
I
stuff.
I spin it whenever you ask me to spin it.
Yeah, that's what it is, the real wheel.
So 81 is the projected high from the weather roulette wheel, and we'll talk to Brittany Merlot a little bit later on and get the inside scoop on what's happening ahead. I think a lot of really good weather is headed our
Supposedly,
way.
Supposedly, but this morning doesn't look fantastic.
It's still humid. Very humid.
Do we have like storms rolling into the air? I'm going to check out the radar.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to do
check
that.
Check the radar while we check out the National Day calendar. You ready for this?
I'm always ready for the National Day calendar.
I'm not ready.
You aren't. You aren't ready.
Tap
are
dance. Tap dance.
Okay. I'm just looking at the radar, and I don't see anything yet.
Okay. Good.
All right. I see some storms over the lake in the middle of Lake Michigan, but nope, nothing near us. All right.
Really? Okay.
Jot that down.
Not too many things to talk about on the National Day calendar. So is it or is it not? Where's the music?
You stopped talking about it for like 30 seconds.
Is it Corn Fritters Day? Is it Corn Fritters Day? Is it National Personal Chef Day?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it National Currency Day? Which one of those does not belong?
Chef Day.
Well, you're wrong. It is National Personal Chef Day. Sam, were you paying any attention?
No. Was the last one Currency Day? It's not that.
Yeah, you're correct. Would there be
there's
a Currency
three,
Day?
Three choices in that.
Oh, actually, there were a bunch more. I just didn't see them on the screen here.
I think those are for tomorrow, Gordy.
Are they?
Yeah.
Wait,
really?
Did I hit the wrong thing?
Well, they just add the other ones beneath
it. Oh, I see. Because they had space to fill. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll worry about those tomorrow.
Only two things.
Yeah. Corn Fritters Day. What is a corn fritter anyway? Huh?
Yeah.
Do you want to take a guess?
No.
Well, National Corn Fritters Day on July 16th encourages us to fry up a batch of these crispy, flavorful bites of corn and batter. That's all they are, corn and batter. Make them with fresh corn, and the celebration will be even better. These bright, crispy morsels make great additions to summer barbecues. You know, I don't think I've ever had a corn fritter.
I think
it's a Southern thing.
It has to be.
Main ingredients are corn, meal, egg, milk, and butter. And they may have originated in the South. Corn fritters can easily be changed up with peppers and onions or herbs and give them a regional or seasonal flair. Corn fritters. Try one today. Okay.
Yeah, that's something.
I don't think
that's got to be something from the South because
I think so.
Up north here.
No.
I mean, that sounds too boring. Up north here, we deep fry other things.
Yeah, like curds and
everything,
donuts and hot dogs,
pickles.
And, you name it.
Tacos. Pizza.
Speaking of food, it's National Personal Chef Day.
Uh-huh.
Who has a personal chef?
We all have a personal chef, don't we?
National Personal Chef Day recognizes the dedication and the hard work of personal chefs all across the United States. They are a hard-working bunch. There's a difference between a personal chef and a private chef. What would be that difference? A private chef usually works exclusively for one client and typically lives in a person's home or on the property. A personal chef may have many clients, run their own business, or work for a company. That's the difference between a personal chef.
God, that sounds confusing.
Okay.
I'm kind of feeling bad now that I don't have a personal chef.
You know, I'm having a little trouble enunciating this morning because I went to the dentist yesterday.
Yeah, you had an amazing appointment with the rock and roll dentist.
He is amazing, and I've known Chris for a long time. I mean, used to know him when I lived here before.
We've all known him for a long time.
Reconnected. We had him in as a guest, a month or so ago.
Did a song for us.
Yeah, he's a very talented guy. He's going to be at Atwood Fest, by the way.
Oh, he is performing?
Not this week. Yeah, he's going to be on stage performing. That's not this weekend. It's next weekend.
Next weekend, I think. Yep. End of the month.
But I showed up at the office, lights out, door locked. Had to call them. Well, actually, they called me after I was waiting for 5 or 10 minutes. I'm like, gee, maybe, did I get this wrong? And I looked, no, it's supposed to be right at this time. And then they said, oh, he's just right around the corner. He'll be there in a few minutes. And yeah, he's amazing. But he kind of worked me over.
So, well, yeah, he works at a couple different places.
Yeah, he's got several.
So he uses that place for special treatments.
Ah, well, that's me. I need some special treatment.
And did it?
Well, we've got a plan. We got a plan. Now, okay. So yeah, right. I got a few things I got to get taken care of. So it's we'll work on that. Got a filling that broke off. Half of the filling disappeared, or maybe I swallowed it. I don't know. It broke. Uh-huh. I was eating something crunchy. Broke off part of the tooth and the filling. So you got to work on that. Got our little root canal. Those are always fun.
He's not going to do that, is he?
No.
Okay.
Send me somewhere else.
He really?
Oh,
my God.
He wants to remain friends.
You're going to get a root canal?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well, it's either
casually, yeah.
Oh, I've had it before. Have you ever had it?
No.
Oh, wow. Well, they're an experience.
Well, I understand the best part of it is keeping your mouth open for about 8 hours.
Yes, and this is on a tooth way in the back.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll go. We'll get
into
more.
It's
no fun. No, well, it's not fun, but they have ways of averting the pain. Gas. Nitrous oxide.
I've never been affected by gas that way. Still feel the pain. I get a little happy, but that's about it. I still feel pain.
We should get some in here. Maybe he can bring some and we can try it out. All right, we're just getting started on a Tuesday morning, the 16th day of July. It's the John and Gordy Show, and we're back with a look at the history books coming up next.
Yes.
Radio 92.7 WMDX, the John and Gordy Show on this Tuesday, July 17th, 20 minutes past the hour, 70 degrees and cloudy, high about 81 today. Johnny?
It's going to be a fantastic day today, and let's hope that the humidity goes down in the dew points, because it's crazy out there.
It is. It's still feeling very, very humid, but I think this is the last day for the high humidity.
Let's hope.
The John and Gordy Show is sponsored by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. You can find them on Madison's east and west sides or online at verlo.com.
Excellent, excellent, excellent.
Okay. Mattress. We got to talk to them about, water beds again.
Yeah.
I think that's
it. They probably don't
make them
anymore.
You
to take a walk. Water beds.
I don't think you can buy them anymore.
No,
you should look on Amazon.
I wonder if you can buy a water bed.
I don't think they.
With all the baffles and the heating systems and.
And the transport, you got to put water in.
A little water fountain. Bedside, spit.
Yeah.
gargle and spit.
Let's take a look at the history books for today.
I'm riffing here.
Oh, okay. Boy. All time right. for the books?
Yeah, I think so. What happened on this day as if
you cared? Well, we got some cool stuff today.
July 16th.
Let's see. Today in 1790, the Residency Act establishes Washington, D.C. as the nation's new capital.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
It didn't exist beforehand. It was just like, well, they say drain the swamp. Mm-hmm. It was a swamp.
It was a swamp. Yeah.
They set a timeline of 10 years to build the city. So it was supposed to be ready by 1800.
Okay.
I didn't get far enough in reading to see if they were successful in doing that, but
So they really had to do a lot of draining of the swamp. How do you get rid of a swamp anyway?
Yeah.
I mean, where do you drain it? Too.
You figure out, well, into water into a river right or something, and then you block off whatever ocean. Is filling it.
Yeah, okay.
Let's see. Today
must have been quite a process back in the late 1700s.
Usually the water table is like there. That's right. Why it's a swamp.
That's right. Why it's a swamp.
How do you drain the water table?
How do you do that?
Well, okay. Whatever.
I don't know.
They figured it out.
Yeah. The song... The Room Where It Happens in Hamilton is about this bill, and I guess I didn't really realize that until I was reading about it today.
Hmm. Yeah. Fascinating.
What else? Today, in 1912, the Dixie Cup is patented.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Boy, oh boy. It must have been quite a moment.
Well, yeah. The guy who invented it, it was invented in 1908, 4 years before. It was to cut down on disease, actually, from like communal cups and tins that people were drinking out of. He wanted single-use paper cups for people to use.
Makes perfect sense to me.
Yeah. It was environmental at the time as well. Paper
degrades.
I wonder why it was named
the Dixie Cup. It has a southern...
Yes.
Flavor
That's
to
true.
It.
I didn't look at that. I should look at why it's
do
named
your research.
The Dixie Cup. I'm sorry, Gordy.
Tough line.
I'm
here,
not
man.
In school anymore. I'm not held to the high standards of academia.
Okay. Well, you get a pass then. All right.
No, I thought we had such high standards here in the program.
Okay. Well, anything else?
Yeah, two big ones here. Today in 1945, the Trinity nuclear test takes place. First nuclear test ever.
Really? That must Trinity. Have
been, I bet everybody was on edge about that. Like, I wonder what's going to happen.
Well, you've both seen Oppenheimer, right?
Sure, yeah.
There was fear that the bomb would ignite the atmosphere.
Yeah, and it'd be the end of the world.
Right.
That's right.
What a wild time that was.
Yeah, let's see what happens.
One of the most scary times, and it was reenacted on TV, they created the whole scenario, and that was the collider. Remember when they finally finished the gigantic collider that they built?
Right.
Well, like CERN you're talking about?
CERN collider.
Yeah.
And so they had a television special about what could happen if.
You're right.
And they had a pandemic, and that was, oddly... crazy now. But they also talked about the collider and what would happen if they did, the atoms collided and it created, get this, a black hole.
Why? Yeah.
No, they were worried about being created and all of us would be sucked into this black hole.
Gone.
Something
That's
we created.
End.
Yeah.
Something, yeah.
Yeah, we wiped out the entire solar system.
Oops.
And it was a great reenactment.
Better luck
it was,
next time.
It was fantastic. It was this guy getting up for going to work at the collider, and then he's saying goodbye to his daughter, and he's going in and driving to work, and in traffic, and he's very impatient. And then they set the collider off, and boom, black hole, and they show all of this destruction. Mm. It was scary. It was great stuff. I actually recorded it and saved it because it was so good.
Did you ever hear? I wish I knew more about this story off the top of my head. Did you ever hear the story about? I think it was in Russia, a Soviet collider way back in the 70s or something. Mm-hmm. A guy accidentally put his head inside of a particle collider when it was turned on, and he survived.
Oh my!
Really?
God.
Yeah.
How is that possible?
I don't know. It's kind of insane.
That's odd.
Yeah.
So the guy walks around with, I can just see.
Well,
the,
he wasn't. He wasn't
like a comic book thing.
He wasn't like perfectly okay. He survived. It was.
Yeah, he's got atoms and stuff flying around his head.
Yeah, like a halo of atoms, you know.
Oh boy.
Circling around his head, like, you know.
Poor guy.
Like in the cartoon. Yeah, like,
what happened to him? Yeah. Jeez.
The other big history thing that happened today, today in 1969, Apollo 11 launches.
Right.
Oh, now that was a big one because they went around the moon.
Right.
But no, that was the one that landed on the moon.
No.
Apollo 8.
Oh, that's so right. Apollo 8. Back, yeah. You're right. Yeah. You're right. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I got to confuse myself.
Yeah. All right.
So long ago.
Birthdays?
Can we just forget about the past?
John, you just turned, what, 74?
Four, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty proud of it, aren't you?
No.
No?
No, I just want to forget about it.
It's a big, crooked number.
You know, we talked about this.
I know.
But in our heads, we're like 50 years old yet.
Yeah, I don't feel much different.
I know.
From 50-ish.
I don't either.
Yeah.
John, you yelled at me last week when I was six saying that you just wanted to make it to your 74th birthday.
That's all. Well, I know. You know, I had this thing with a friend of mine, and we were always talking about making it through the 70s. And just make it through the 70s.
If you remember the 70s, you weren't really there, John.
That's right. Yeah. Well, it's something when you get to this age, you know. I mean, there's this wall coming up, you know.
Why not? Yes. Any birthdays today?
A couple, yeah. The Popcorn Man, Orville Redenbacher.
Oh, yes. Orville.
Yes. Born today in 1907.
Bow tie.
And Will Ferrell, born in 1967.
Great guy.
Yeah.
Great guy.
Very funny.
I got to say, the popcorn thing is really important because Orville introduced to the public the hybrid popcorn that became huge, fluffy popcorn kernels, and that changed the whole industry.
He did. He changed everything for popcorn.
The best tasting popcorn, biggest popcorn you can get.
Popcorn.
Badger Popcorn does the same thing out here in Madison on the south side.
No kidding.
They have great popcorn.
Huh. Fascinating. Coming up, we're going to give you another chance to win Pod Save America tickets, which is happening this Friday at the Orpheum Theater. A whole lot more coming up on the John and Gordy Show.
Yes, indeed.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Ed's Shoplift Emporium, the world's first store intended to fill the needs of today's busy kleptomaniacs. Our cluttered aisles, unstaffed dressing rooms, mirrorless walls, and untrained, uncaring security guards make it almost impossible for us to catch you. So why pay retail? Why pay wholesale? Come on down to Ed's Shoplift Emporium, where everything on sale is a real steal.
It's a great place.
It is, and it's nice to know that there are brick-and-mortar stores like that around to this day.
Yeah. Everything's shopliftable.
Yep.
If you want to find out what's going on at the RNC, you know, over in Milwaukee, and especially our coverage, Civic Media's coverage, you can just go to civicmedia.us/RNC. Wow, we've got a lot of coverage. I was looking through this yesterday. And, you know, Todd Alba is over there and Terry Bell, of course, our news director. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they were covering it. At one point, I think they had three different remotes going at the same time from different, different perspectives.
They had quite the lineup of guests as well.
Yeah. So check it out, civicmedia.us/RNC.
Maggie Dawn has a video there where she was talking and kind of breaking up a little bit. During her thought, that she was projecting, it was emotional.
Yeah, it got a little.
I mean, she was talking about this country and what this convention could mean to this country.
Right. And did you happen to see the Joe Biden interview last night with Lester Holt?
I did. He's on again. Great. Fantastic.
He was on last
night.
Yeah, I did an in-depth interview, and Biden got a little into it with Lester Holt. Oh. He was getting a little testy, it was good. Like, what he said, what's up with you guys?
Yeah, I'm with him.
You know, what are you doing? Yeah. You're not covering Trump. It's all about my debate 2 weeks ago, right. 3 weeks ago. Right. And they really kind of got into it there.
I'm going to have to check that out.
Yeah. So
finally.
Yeah, he's kind of dishing it out a little bit.
The media just can't let go of certain things, you know. When a story gets old, it's done.
Yeah.
You know? So toss it out.
Move on.
Yeah. My God. We've got an interview coming up.
Yeah, I was just going to mention that. Pod Save America, yeah. Tom Vitor.
And I tried to get into that. I forgot a word. I was looking for a term, and you'll hear I couldn't come up with the term. But, you know, it's a wild card.
Yeah.
And what happened is the Democrats are sitting there, you know, trying to, you know, shoot themselves in the foot over and over again by replacing Biden with somebody else. But they never thought that there might be a wild card event that would take place that would change the complexion of the discussion.
Everything.
Everybody's point of view. Mm. And when this shooting incident took place, then we found Trump to be the martyr that the MAGAs were looking for as a president. They wanted, I mean, it was victimhood all the way up to that point, and now it became a martyr situation.
It's the unexpected events, you know, can change the whole dynamic of the race.
It is. And I just think if we could just drop the idea of Biden dropping out, we just need to get on with our lives here and stop this madness and concentrate on what's coming up. And as much as we want to bury the hatchet and we want everybody to get along and hold hands, it doesn't get away from Project 2025. It doesn't get away from Agenda 47, which we're going to preview a little bit later on.
Well, yeah, right.
All that stuff is still out there. Everything is out there. Nothing's changed.
But, you know, Trump announced J.D. Vance.
Yes.
And so that's on the table
now. And anti-Trumper is now his vice president.
Yeah. Yeah. And they asked him, you know, what happened? You know, and he said, Trump just changed my mind.
Yes.
During this presidency.
It's a traumatic event.
He was really against Trump quite a lot.
Right.
I mean, really outspoken before Trump got elected the first time, right?
Right.
So we'll find out more about...
Well, calling into question, you know, the 2020 election changed a lot of people's minds.
Yeah.
Again, it's a traumatic event. They lost. They couldn't believe it because of the large crowds at his rally. That's how they thought they were going to win, the large crowds at his rally.
Well, and then, you know, and then again, here's another unexpected event, the classified documents case, just tossed out.
Tossed out.
Just, you know, in the midst of all these other things, huge events going on, the debate, the assassination attempt. And then, you know, this is the time to drop the classified documents case.
I know.
Now, they're going to appeal it. You know, government and maybe take it to a different court.
But you're seeing all these dominoes
go
down. It's just like everything in favor of the Trump presidency and his election as our next president, 47th president. Everything is working in his favor in regards to this. He has immunity now. And Maggie Dawn brought this up yesterday as she was covering the convention. And that is that, you know, we're about to endorse somebody who now has the ability to order the execution, the assassination of a competitor, an opponent in this campaign. You can't get any worse than that.
You couldn't write a movie like this. Nobody would believe these kind of events.
And as a fiction writer,
right.
And she'd love to write a screenplay one of these days. And we were talking about that.
Yeah.
How everything we just mentioned right now.
Yeah.
If we put that in a book or a screenplay for a movie, it would be so hard to believe and yet believable in some way, shape, or form.
Right.
Now we're watching this thing play out.
Exactly. You guys went and saw the movie Civil War a few months ago.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it. Does the movie touch on anything prior to, I don't know, everything falling apart beforehand, or is it the actual?
No, it's the end result.
Okay.
I mean, this guy's already president, and he is a unifier. He is, you know, trying to create peace for everybody in the country, which is just the opposite of what's happening in the country at
it's
the time.
It's all very chaotic
yeah.
right from the beginning and all the way through.
Yeah.
It's just chaos. Yeah. Well,
I mean, we're watching this happen.
Yeah.
And I'm really glad. And it's really good. And it's, I think it's tough coverage of the convention by our staff, Todd Alba and Maggie Dawn. I think it's just
Terry
fantastic.
Bell and everybody there.
Well, Terry Bell is there. And we've had guest after guest after guest with those individuals
who
know their stuff about the legal issues involved.
Yes.
And it's great coverage. And they do post it. At that website, what is it?
It's civicmedia.us/RNC.
All right.
Yeah, check it out. And we'll have continuing coverage all the way through the convention.
Yeah.
We're over there getting more interviews and everything else.
And you never know what's going to happen there.
Well, they had some teleprompter problems.
They had, wasn't that wild, huh?
Well, first speaker Mike Johnson got up there to introduce an attorney general from some state. I'm not sure where. I'm watching some of this, and all of a sudden now we'd like to introduce, the attorney general, and he just stopped. He said, teleprompter went down.
The thing with Mike.
He's just standing there, and then he walked off. He didn't have a hard copy. He didn't have any notes.
The Speaker of the House, he always comes across like he's all together. Everything is well rehearsed.
He's very calm.
He's very, very calm.
Almost robotic.
And confident.
Yeah.
And the confidence is what he really wants to project.
Mm.
And that confidence is always based in national Christianity.
Mm.
So when he speaks, it's like, well, he never makes a mistake.
Yeah.
And then the monitor goes out, and he has no idea who the person is that he's introducing.
He just
blanked.
He didn't have it. Yeah. And that wasn't the only prompter problem. Ron Johnson also.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. You want to get into that?
Dumb Ron Johnson.
Yeah,
we
got a little time,
I
think.
We got time for that.
Yeah, he went in and he had a speech, but it was the wrong speech.
It was. Johnson said he read the wrong speech.
He wrote the speech a while back.
I am just a I can't get enough of Ron Johnson. It's almost as bad as Eric Hovde, but Ron Johnson is like the first debacle that we ever elected in this state that just doesn't stop. He's the energizer rabbit of bad politicians. But anyway, he was out there and he was talking to PBS NewsHour, and he was saying he read the wrong speech at the convention, calling the Democrats' agenda a clear and present danger to America, to our institutions, our values, and our people. Now, remember, we're all supposed to, calm down
dial it back.
Down the rhetoric, right? Well, he went out there and he read the wrong speech.
Yeah. How does that happen? You just wonder what happened.
He intended to read a different version of the speech that called for unity, and that the teleprompter had loaded an older version of his speech. He said that speech was written last week. They literally loaded the wrong speech.
Well, who handed him that speech? Ron?
Oh, yeah. These guys are really big on
blaming somebody else.
Jabbing the Democrats for reading off of teleprompters.
Yeah.
So they make all these mistakes with teleprompters, but we got to forget those. Anyway, the comments come amid talk on both sides of the aisle about campaign rhetoric and the heightened temperature in the U.S. in the wake of the attempted assassination of Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody's trying to dial it down. Morning Joe was taken off for a while. They're
back on today.
They replaced MSNBC hosts for a day or two, just to kind of calm everything down because, they're very excitable. Mm. And,
in any case.
The whole thing here is we kind of let the right at this point just kind of say whatever they wanted to say.
Well, they got the spotlight this week with
Marjorie
their convention.
Marjorie Taylor Greene is not holding back at all.
Right.
Right?
Well, right. Yeah. Yeah, not at all.
Yeah.
I didn't see that speech yet, but was she on last night?
Yes.
Okay, I missed that one.
It was a nasty speech as usual.
Yeah.
But she can make that. I mean, she has that exemption. For some reason, they have an exemption for Marjorie Taylor Greene.
This Friday night, Pod Save America is going to be at the Orpheum Theater. Should we give away these tickets right now? Can we do that, Sam?
Anytime, sure.
What are we going to use for a text word? How about...
We didn't think about this beforehand.
How about popcorn? What were we talking about?
Sure.
Popcorn? Because Orville Redenbacher. Yeah. Let's use popcorn.
Popcorn.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Is that good enough?
No, that's good.
So let's be. Get the third texter at 608-879-8255 or just use your Civic Media app. Text us the word popcorn. If you can go to the show Friday night, we can get those tickets to you. It's Friday night, 7 o'clock is showtime, Pod Save America. Great show, and we're going to talk to Tom Viator in just a few minutes.
Yes, we've got an interview with him.
Just talked to him yesterday.
We had some technical problems during that interview.
But, yes.
We've edited it together
but
in a way.
Through the magic of editing, you never know.
You would never know. Yeah,
except we just told you.
I got that Marjorie Taylor Greene tweet here.
Oh, what did she say?
She said, we are in a battle between good and evil.
Yeah.
It's toned it down. It's taken that temperature down. The Democrats are the party of pedophiles, murdering the innocent unborn, violence and bloody, meaningless, endless wars.
That's they toning it down, huh?
Yep. They want to lock up their political opponents and terrorize innocent Americans who would tell the truth about it. The Democratic Party is flat out evil, and yesterday they tried to murder the president.
Okay.
So that's kind of, and again, you know, the temperature is cooling down, as you can tell. And, but, you know. Yeah. I got a story about.
Yeah, go ahead.
Did we get a winner yet?
No, we're. You can text again. Popcorn is the word.
All right. Here.
Text word. Popcorn.
Here's the thing.
Popcorn.
About popcorn. Okay. Yeah. I just had an experience with that. I bought a stir crazy. Okay. And that is the well known one that stirs the kernels around on the pan.
It's the superior way to make popcorn.
It's the best way.
Yeah. I like popcorn.
Because it moves.
It's
just like in a movie theater. It stirs it around.
It's not good for your teeth.
So it pops and pops and pops. That's great stuff.
Yeah.
But I bought one, and one side of it, the heating element in the thing, wasn't working. So only half of it worked, and it didn't pop the popcorn the way I wanted to. So I went out and bought a Presto. And this is put out by Orville Redenbacher.
Okay.
And Presto, I always thought was part of the West Band company, but I guess not. And it is gorgeous. It has a porcelain nonstick surface. It's got this huge bowl on it. It is great. If you want to get one that stirs the popcorn and keeps that popcorn, you know, stirred around that's the one to go with. The Presto.
I thought you were buying popcorn out of the store now lately.
I gave up
on
that.
Yeah, there's nothing good about that, is there?
I can't do that now.
Yeah. Okay. No. All right. We're taking your texts. Still got we're getting a few texts in. We'll find out who our winner is to go to Pod Save America this Friday at the Orpheum Theater. You can also go to Ticketmaster.com for tickets. Back with more of John and Gordy coming up.
Mad Radio WMDX, 92.7 FM and 1580 AM. I think I heard this yesterday.
Yeah.
One of the guests at the convention, RNC convention, used this song as his introduction.
No kidding. You know, I've noticed watching the convention, whatever band they have playing, they have a cover band playing all these songs.
They're good, huh?
They're loud.
Oh,
I mean, it's my God. All the, the reporters talking. Yeah. You can't, I mean, it's way loud. Way loud.
Intentionally loud. So the media can't be heard.
I think so. But somehow MSNBC has more of a soundproof booth above the thing. They're kind of isolated somewhere. Or maybe they're not even in the building. I don't know. Maybe those are monitors that are in back of them that are showing the crowd.
When did the RNC become a music festival?
Well, I know. It's just one song after another while they're up there.
Are they getting approval for any of this? Scott Klug was one of the guests.
Yeah.
And he used popcorn to introduce Scott.
Oh.
But it was fun to listen to him because he's a libertarian.
Right. Yeah, what did he have to say about it? I mean, is he...
He told some stories. I mean, this is before all the events took place.
Yeah.
So they were
of course,
just
he was two-term Congress person.
Yeah. Always fun to listen to him.
Mm-hmm.
I disagree
He's
with
been
Scott.
To a number of conventions, I'm sure.
But yeah. He was in bands in Milwaukee, and that's why we have this thing, this common thread.
Yes.
And he was a regular guest on our show at the previous station long, long time ago.
Well, we need to get him back on again. We've had him on a couple of times.
But, yes, yes. And have and have a debate.
Yeah, there you go. Why not?
I had some scheduled here, but I think maybe we should play something different here.
Well, what are you doing? Are you calling an audible here? What do you mean? What are you doing?
I'm calling an audible. I want to get to cut 72, and that would be the BBC interview of a guy who witnessed the shooter.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, I thought this was the best account. Mm. You know, this was the early account and the best account of what happened, what previously was, you know, kind of bandied about by a whole bunch of people who saw this guy climbing up on the roof.
Yeah, there were a number of people that were trying to warn.
But this was the first guy.
The security. Yes.
Yeah, and it was, and the thing is, this guy is a real character.
Yeah.
You know, he has a hat that has this red,
the orange,
tuffy
fluff
on top. Yeah. So anyway, let's listen to this. The quality of it is different. It's somebody who had recorded it off of TV initially, and then the actual recording from the BBC, and then we go back to recording it off of TV. Here it is. Here's the cut.
So we walked up, and probably 5 to 7 minutes of Trump speaking. I'm estimating here. I have no idea, you know. But we noticed the guy crawling, bear crawling up the roof of the building beside us, 50 feet away from us. So we're standing there, you know, we're pointing at the guy crawling up the roof.
And he had a gun, right?
He had a rifle.
A rifle.
We could clearly see him with a rifle. Absolutely. We're pointing at him. The police are down there running around on the ground. We're like, hey, man, there's guy on the roof with a rifle. And the police were like, huh, what? You know, like they didn't know what was going on. You know, we're like, hey, right here on the roof, we can see him from right here. We see him. You know, he's crawling. And next thing you know, I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, why is Trump still speaking? Why have they not pulled him off the stage? I'm standing there pointing at him for, you know, 2 or 3 minutes. Secret Service is looking at us from the top of the barn. I'm pointing at that roof, just standing there like this. And next thing you know, 5 shots ring out.
So your son... But the shots came from that guy on the roof.
100%. 100%.
And he was up there for a couple of minutes.
He was up
you
there.
You saw him up there for a couple of minutes.
Absolutely. At least 3 to 4 minutes.
And you were telling the police and the Secret Service.
We were telling the police. We were pointing at him for the Secret Service. Who were looking at us from the top of the barn. They were looking at us the whole time when we were standing by that tree.
Could they see
binoculars.
Him? Could they see him?
Probably not. Because the roof, the way the slope went, he was behind where they could see. But why is there not Secret Service on all of these roofs here?
Yeah.
I mean, good this question. Is not a big place.
Yeah.
Did you see, I mean, obviously everyone, when the shooting started, everyone was very panicked. Did you see what happened to him at all?
Oh, yeah, they blew his head off.
Okay, sorry.
Secret Service blew his head off.
Okay, just be careful because we don't quite know who's watching, but you're pretty sure they shot the guy?
Absolutely, 100%.
Okay. Yep.
All right.
You saw
that
happen?
Yeah, there are a lot of questions now, of course, about Secret Service protection and how could they not have somebody up there and how could they...
And I wanted to play it because, you know, we've got CNN up here on our monitor and they're playing a lot of other video from the people who were actually showing where that guy was up on the roof.
Yeah, I mean, the guy that was talking wasn't the only one. I mean, there were a bunch of people that were saying, you know,
saw
hey,
this guy,
you know, a couple of minutes before.
Yeah, they had recordings of him still climbing on the roof.
Yeah,
from a different vantage point.
Yeah, and even 20 or 30 minutes before, they noticed this guy acting a little agitated and kind of pacing around. Now all these reports are coming out. So Secret Service has got some splaining to do.
Yeah, my older son was telling me about the T-shirt that the shooter had on. And it was a branded T-shirt, and it was a T-shirt from Demolition Ranch.
Ah.
At Demolition Ranch, and this is an influencer, by the way, a Texas-based influencer of 11 million subscribers, and he promotes guns.
Yeah.
And he was shocked that his T-shirt would be on this person. And by the way, the shooter is also known in high school to be a very, very conservative individual.
Well.
And also, you know, he liked guns. And he used his father's rifle.
Yeah, we're going to find out a whole lot more.
But they don't know the reason why he did it.
Well,
no one knows why.
You know, they've got his phone, and they've got his computer, and they're
He had a very small presence on social media.
Yeah.
So they really can't figure out why this happened.
Sam, did you have something to say?
Sophia, people are sometimes described as chronically online. She described him as chronically offline.
Yeah. Yes.
Apparently so.
Now, we saw here, so far what they know is that he went to a shooting range 2 days before. And then, you know, he bought some material and ammunition the next day.
Yeah.
And then he bought a ladder, by the way. Ammunition
right.
and a ladder.
Yeah, Home Depot. They said, like, that's important. Where did he get the ladder? Home Depot. Okay, hey, we want to congratulate Dolores. She's going to go see Pod Save America. Dolores, congratulations. And again, you can get tickets to Pod Save America, which is Friday night at the Orpheum Theater. 7 o'clock is showtime. You can go to Ticketmaster.com. All right.
Sounds great.
Coming up, we'll have an interview with Tom Vitor from Pod Save America in our next hour. You're listening to the John and Gordy Show on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Time to get a coffee.
Yeah, coffee. Coffee time. Coffee.
Coffee. Coffee. Coffee.